We're okay. all ready.
Are you ready to rock and roll, guys?
Ready as we'll ever be.
Is Kathy your first guest?
Well, Kathy says she's not going to answer questions apart from technical Skype questions.
Okay. Well, look, we're ready to take calls. So if people want to take calls, they just need to call Side Podcast and we will patch you through. And it's all over to you.
All right. I think Journey has volunteered to be our first caller. I hope he's going to get on the line now.
Alison, you've called us before. I recognise your voice. Did you call us on a parade lap or something?
I think I did.
I recognise the voice. For some reason, I thought you hadn't called before.
What people should know is we're going to take calls on anything to do with Formula One, apart from German multiple world champions who shouldn't go on bikes without stabilisers. We're not discussing him today. We've nicked an idea that Jordan posted a while back. If you were the CEO of Formula One for a day and you can make any change you like, what would you change? Call in, let us know. If you want to do something like forecasting who the top three in the world championship will be, or who's going to move where next year, or who's going to buy Kimi ice creams, we'll take all of that. We have a special guest star booked to appear. Mr. Bassano Clapper is going to do a special spot later on in the show, explaining the difference between push rods and pull rods and suspension and stuff. So if you want to know anything about suspension, once he's on, send him technical questions. He's going to love being dropped in it like this. He volunteered.
And mysteriously vanished.
He's not getting away with that. Kathy will track him down wherever he is. And Paul's going to call in later on because the show was his idea in the first place, so he's not getting off without being part of it. The first question we're asking everyone who comes on the show, if you were CEO of Formula One for a day, what would you change?
Wow. That's one of those motherhood questions. Wow, wait. If there was one thing I would change, I would probably cut ticket prices in half. Something radical, something different. Maybe it's because I'm a very practical person, and I think a lot of people, a lot of people would be interested in the sport if they had the chance to watch it properly, which, given the current prices, is next to impossible. So maybe that's something I would do. Another thing that's probably the easiest thing to do in one day, actually.
I think that'd be a popular decision. Sorry, Alison, you go.
It's all right. I said very popular with me. I think that's what kind of got me into F1 in the first place, being dragged along to an actual race.
So, John, you've got a point you called in with?
Yeah, I actually wanted to, I was just actually pondering a bit. I actually left a message earlier this morning about when Joe Sayward was talking about Nelson Piquet Sr. Dropping a hint, I think, to Charlie Whiting about Singapore. Which I found very odd, considering the way the FIA work, and I think it was very interesting because if the FIA had known about it since last year, if that is true, I find it very odd that they didn't do anything about it, given their eagerness at times to act based on very little evidence. It seems that the FIA were prudent. Well, I don't know if prudent is the right word, but they were careful, which is very uncharacteristic of them. but at the same time, I think it was also the wrong thing to do, because if they had known about it, I think they should have investigated with or without a confirmed testimony from Nelson Piquet.
Yeah, I saw Joe's post, and I left a comment on it as well. I mean, I find it incredible that someone who himself is a triple world champion and the father of the driver can say, my son deliberately crashed his car, and Charlie does his usual, buries his head in the sand and ignores it. And apparently he told Max immediately, so he knew, and none of them did anything, but they decided to declare the official result. The result's official. It's insanity.
It'll actually be... Yeah, go ahead, Alison.
Oh no, nothing. That's Max for you.
Yeah, unfortunately that's the case. It's just the way the man operates.
It will be very interesting on Monday to find out how Fernando Alonso will handle the testimony. If you guys haven't heard, Alonso has been called to the World Motorsport Council on Monday as well to join them in the Renault hearing. It'll be very interesting what they ask him and what he answers. It'll have very big implications, not just for Renault, but also probably for Alonso in his future, especially with Ferrari for next year.
I guess once that matter gets cleared up, then we're going to see the driver market suddenly become unbunged as well.
Well, if anything, it will be very interesting, because if that happens, if Alonso gets implicated, that'll almost definitely confirm Kimi Raikkonen at Ferrari for next year, and we'll see we will see probably a Raikkonen-Massa lineup again, which was the original plan all along. But it will probably disappoint the folks at McLaren if they want, you know, if they are really going after Kimi Raikkonen and they want him back, they will need to have a plan B of sorts.
I'd like to thank Johnny for his call. And as a last-minute substitute for Bassano Clapper, we now have Alex Andronov on the line. Hi, Alex.
Hello.
Hello. I don't know if you're aware, but Bassano was going to do a guest spot on here on pull rod and push rod suspension. So since you're a last-minute substitute, does that mean you're going to explain suspension to us?
I know very little about suspension, but I could certainly read things aloud, ish.
Well, I was going to explain the difference between pull rod and push rod, and lots of people have shown interest in it.
I know that there are two kinds of suspension, one which is called pull rod and one which is called push rod. These are sort of active suspensions, I think. Or are they semi-active? What do you think, Stephen?
Well, active suspension's been banned for a long time, so I think they're passive suspensions.
Good. Well, this is already going incredibly well. Well, we've got a clue. I was desperately trying to look this up, and then I got called by Bassano, so that kind of ate into my tongue. Well, I could type something into Google and then read what it says, if that helps at all, but I'm not really sure that that's very convincing.
Maybe you'd rather give us your... Sorry, you carry on, Alison.
Give you an escape from this there, Alex. How about you tell us, if you could be anyone in the paddock, who would you most like to be?
Ooh, if you could be anyone in the paddock, who would you most like to be? I think, in that case, I would... Gosh, I'm going to go for two answers for two different reasons here. One of which is I'm going to say Bernie Eccleston, so that I can actually fix the sport, and that would be good. But I wouldn't want to actually be Bernie. That's what would really put me off from that. And so then maybe I'd like to be Kimi, because I know that people don't quite understand Kimi, but he's got the rock and roll lifestyle, doesn't he? He's got a lot of good things going on for him. So I think I'll go for Kimi.
Good choice. I see Lou's just posted a comment saying she would be Darren Heath, who's a sort of top F1 photographer.
Yeah, absolutely. I want to know what I've got a little quick thing here. The purpose of pull rod suspension is to allow the placing of a damper spring unit into a more convenient place, as I'm sure you're aware, by making use of bell cranks. And I think it's pretty... I'm sure that must be something to do with Bob Bell from Renault, is that right?
This sounds feasible to me.
I managed to get Amy on the call.
Oh, excellent.
Hello.
Hello.
Can you hear us? Hello.
Hi, Ken.
What have you called us about today, Amy?
I just wanted to say, how good would it be if Kimi went to McLaren? Yeah.
And why would that be good, Amy?
Because it's like the best car ever that he ever drove was the McLaren. And I just feel like it could be a beautiful Finnish marriage. Much better than Heikki. Sorry, Amy. But the fifth driver was like, oh, there have been lots of rumours about our driver lineup. Don't believe everything you read. So they're crushing my dreams, but, you know, I'll keep hoping.
The thing is, there's been about seven different rumours, so if you believe all of them, they're going to have, you know, eight or nine cars next year, so believe the ones you like.
I think the biggest question, I don't know whether anybody else would like to answer it, but I think if Alonso doesn't want to stay at Renault next year, which he may not want to, where's he going to go next year?
Ferrari?
Presumably Ferrari is his choice, as all the rumours have been for years. If he doesn't go there, it's difficult to see where he can go, because He's not going to go back to McLaren. Ron seems set on having Button, or Mercedes seems set on having Button and the half fin in that car. So the only people who can afford them are probably Toyota then, if they're prepared to put their money in. But why would he waste his time going to Toyota? I mean, Timo's not going to crash to give him the odd win.
Oh. If he doesn't go to Ferrari next year, if they can't get that to work, then he'll have to find somewhere to go, won't he? Or will he just stay at Renault?
Anyone taking this? Alison, you've not answered the question. You're sitting there quietly. It's your show, get on with it.
I don't see how he really can stay at Renault after all this, after all that's gone on kind of at the moment with their hearings and things. I don't really see that staying at Renault is feasible for him.
It's interesting. It's hard to see where he can go.
I'll tell you what I am interested in, if I can just interrupt. The question that Amy asked, what does Kathy think of that?
What was the question?
Amy, ask Kathy your question.
Because I have seen a lot of Kimi fans saying, oh, that would be terrible. No, he can't go back there. So that is, yeah, what does Kathy think? Because she is a Kimi fan.
Well, I would like him back at McLaren if he is quicker than Lewis. I don't know that.
I would love to see the two of them together. I think it'd be brilliant.
Like, I'm already excited about going to three races next year, but that would just be the best thing ever if I could see Kimi in a McLaren three times.
At Belgium. Oh.
Yes. I might never want to come home again.
I tell you, if you come here for 2 weeks to Europe, you're not going home again. You will stay.
I'd have to come back and sort my life out and then come back again.
Get someone to put your life in a box, it'd be fine.
Yeah.
I have too much stuff to fit in a box.
Could be a really big box.
True.
Get one of them big metal boxes to put in container ships.
Okay, guys, I've got a formula for you here to work out.
Suspension.
Yeah, you've got to open brackets. M is going to be the total vehicle mass in kilograms. So somebody work that out. Okay, H is the height of the center of gravity, and you're going to times that by M, and then you're going to times that by A, which is hold on a minute, I've got that slightly wrong. It's a T is the track width. You've got to do the track width for the longitude.
Hold on, whoa. The track width of the track or the wheelbase?
The track, yes.
No, the track width of the car.
Yeah, okay.
The track is from the centre of one front wheel to the other front wheel or one rear wheel to the other rear wheel.
Yeah, use the wheelbase instead of T if you're doing longitudinal. But we're just doing latitudinal, so we're just using the width of the car, yeah.
Oh, good lord.
So we want the mass times the height times A, but it doesn't say in this... Oh, acceleration. How much weight transfer there is due to acceleration in metres per second.
Right.
And that will give you... Yeah, no. So dW will give you the weight transfer. Yeah, that's what you need. So that's how you work out this whole thing.
But what does how does that tell you which suspension to use?
Okay. Well, you want to... When you get dW equals... Open brackets, M times H times A, close brackets, divided by T, okay? So here's the track weight. Different types of weight transfer. Heave is the... there's all sorts of stuff here. And then basically it says, use pull rod, because that's what Red Bull do.
Right, so you use all that formula and it ends up saying, just copy Adrian Newey.
Yeah, that's right.
Just like a plan. You know, in some ways I'm happy Bassano went missing because I'm sure it wasn't as good as this.
Have we missed the top of the hour?
Oh, by miles. I've had too much fun. Keep going.
We've overshot.
I lost Amy, but I think since you're finished now anyway.
I'm not finished.
So, yeah, thank you everyone for ringing in and giving us an entertaining half hour.
How much do I owe to charity for that? Was that?
Oh, yeah, so you've got Jernia, Amy and Alex.
£3.
So that is
and Alison and Stephen Roy.
Okay. Oh, and Kathy. So that's six. Go on,
Nicole. Is anyone going to match me? Match me in the comments for £1 a caller? I will be donating that in a minute, and if anyone will match me, that will be excellent.
Oh, I will.
There you go. Wonderful. Thank you, Alison.